play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. I had a great Christmas break, but I'm glad to be back.
Good to have you back.
Will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. I said, think of a two-syllable word in four letters. Add two letters in the front and one letter behind to get a one-syllable word in seven letters. Well, we had lots of answers, but all the good ones involve the word ague, A-G-U-E, which is a illness that gives you chills. And you can add the letters to make plagued, plagues, or leagues. Those are the answers we accepted.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there were just 236 correct entries this week. Perhaps everybody was, you know, drinking that eggnog and just doing other stuff. This week's winner is Calvin Seamer of Henderson, Nevada. Congratulations, Calvin.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer? Do you think about ague a lot?
No, not really. But when there's a puzzle like that, I usually start with vowels. And so I was going through A-E-I, four-letter, two-syllable words. When I got to crew, I knew that didn't work, but it reminded me of ague, as I pronounce it. And that's how I got the answer.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I've been listening and playing along since January 18, 1987, which is a date Will knows well.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow, wow, is that when it started? You remember the very first episode?
Oh, yes. From all the legends, Susan Stamberg to Leanne Hansen, Lulu Garcia Navarro, and now a legend in the making, Aisha.
Oh, thank you so much. That is very sweet. But I gotta ask, are you ready to play the puzzle?
The joy is in playing, so let's go.
All right, I'd like to hear that. Take it away, Will.
So, Calvin and Aisha, every year around this time, I present a new names in the news quiz. I'm going to give you names that you probably never heard of before 2025, but that were prominent in the news during the past 12 months. You tell me who or what they are. We'll start with an easy one. Number one is Zoran Mamdani.
The newly sworn-in mayor of New York City.
That is correct. Your next one is Caroline Leavitt.
Oh, the spokesperson for the White House press secretary.
That's right, the White House press secretary. Good. Mark Carney.
Mark Carney.
I'll tell you, he is the new prime minister of?
Australia?
No, although it is an English-speaking country, mostly.
Canada.
Canada, that's correct. How about this, Robert Francis Prevost?
Pope Leo the 13th or 14th? Pope. He's the new pope.
Yeah, 14th is right. He's the first American-born pope.
Yeah.
How about Sanae Takeuchi?
The new prime minister of Japan.
Excellent. First female prime minister of Japan.
First female, yes.
All right, here's your last one. It's a nameless raccoon in Hanover County, Virginia.
Hanover County.
A raccoon in Hanover County, Virginia.
Did it chew through something? Or?
I'll just tell you. Well, the raccoon fell through a ceiling of a liquor store overnight. It helped itself to liquor.
Oh, yes.
And in the morning, it was found by a store employee passed out on the floor.
Yeah, well, I've almost done that myself. No, I'm just kidding.
You did an awesome job. I didn't know about the raccoon. You barely needed any help. Calvin, how do you feel?
It's a pleasure to have this honor to be on with the both of you, and the joy is always in the playing, so I feel great.
Wonderful job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Calvin, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to and am a proud, sustaining member of the best in the West, Nevada Public Radio, KNPR.
That's Calvin Seamer of Henderson, Nevada. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it's something different. It's a numerical puzzle from Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. So take the 9 digits, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You can group them and add some arithmetic operations to get 2011 by doing 1 plus 23 divided by 4 times 5 times 67 minus 8 plus 9. If you do those operations in order from left to right, you get 2011. Of course, 2011 was 15 years ago. So can you group some of these digits and add arithmetic symbols in a different way to make 2026? The digits from 1 to 9 need to be in this order. I know of two different solutions, but you only have to find one.
Math, that is tricky. But when you have your answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.